want to tell you a story. Backing it up a little bit. I moved here to New York in 2003 from Cleveland. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, in the time that I've been here, all I ever hear is like people are like, oh, New York's totally lost its edge. Like, it used to be so edgy, and now it's not like edgy. Like, as I understand, there was a time in New York when you could walk down the street and just like crack open a beer and like suck it down and then like throw the empty bottle on the ground and just like whip your dick out and just start pissing all over it, just like hosing down the streets of New York City wherever and whenever you wanted. And everyone was totally cool with it. Totally fine with it. Now, you can't really get away with any of that stuff, but you can get like a really nice brunch. Like a lot of places. You and your friends go free refills on mimosas, it's great. The reason I bring this up is a while back I was asked to do a show out here in Brooklyn at Littlefield nearby, and it was a very fancy, like classy show, a cavalcade of stars, and like the promoters were like, Dave, this is an important show, you gotta get out here on time and everything. And so I was like, all right. And I put on like a nice suit, and I spent like 6 to 8 hours on my hair. And then so I'm like going out to Brooklyn, and I was like, I think I'll take the R train to Brooklyn. That's like a reputable train. And I ended up being like, by like 28th and Broadway, I was doing something cool over there. And so the R train at 28th and Broadway, I'm about to go down on the subway, and right as I'm about to go down, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. And there's a gyro cart there. So I go to the gyro, I'm like, give me a gyro. And he's like, all right. And he starts making the gyro. And then he's got the sauces there, like the garlic sauce and the chili sauce and the yogurt sauce. I'm like, sauce the fuck out of that thing. Don't hold back. He's like, all right. And he starts just like hosing down, just like jizzing all over my gyro. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. And he's like, well, you shut. And I was like, well, no. And he's like, oh, give me the gyro. And he's like, all right, you seem cool. And so I take the gyro and I go down the subway, and the train comes right away. So I get on the train, I unwrap the gyro, and I'm eating it, and then the sauces from earlier in the story they start like dripping all over my hands, down my wrist, like all over the floor. And it's rush hour, so the train is like super crowded, and like I'm realizing, oh, I'm probably stinking up this whole car with gyro meat, and like people are probably looking at me thinking like, that guy looks incredible. But it's not very cool what he's doing with that gyro. So I think like the best thing that I can do, you know, for everyone on the train and for the city of New York in general, is just get off the train at the next stop, finish the gyro, get back on the train, continue out to Brooklyn. So I get off the train at 23rd Street, like next stop, lightning quick decision. And when I get off at 23rd, I'm on the platform, and I decide, like, you know, at this point, like, I don't even want to bother anyone on the platform with my gyro. So like, I just do cool shit like this all the time. I walk all the way down to the end of the platform to eat my gyro. And you know how I'm like most subway station, at the end of the platform, there's like a black metal storage bin. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not like a Norwegian black metal storage room. That would be so cool, like Dark Throne. No, just like a regular black metal storage bin. Anyway, so I'm standing next to the black metal storage bin. I'm eating my gyro, and I finish my gyro, and then I have the wrapper, and I'm looking to throw the wrapper out, but there's no garbage can anywhere on the platform, and it's too messy to put in my pocket. And like, I'm like, well, I don't want to throw it on the ground. I don't want to throw it on the track. So I think the best thing that I can do in this scenario is just set it down on the black metal storage bin, and that way whoever has to pick it up later, like, won't have to bend over to pick it up. They can just like kind of swoop it under their satchel. Money become fun for them. I don't even know. So I set the wrapper down on the storage bin, and as soon as I do, I hear this like rawr, rawr, this sort of rustling and rumbling, and it turns out there had been a homeless guy sort of camped out. He was asleep on the other side of the storage bin. Apparently, like, my gyro eating situation had woken him up, and he's like getting up, and his bones are creaking, and his hair is like all over the place. It's crazy. And he looks at me, and he's just like, back up. But I'm like, whatever, what's this guy gonna do? So I don't really move at all. And then he looks at me again, he's like, back up. And I move like a couple inches this time, but I'm just like, whatever, the train's coming, I don't care. And then he looks at me again, he's like, back up. And this guy was like a seriously homeless guy. Like, it wasn't like a phase he was going through where you're like, oh, that's Don. He lives upstairs. Don't worry about it. It was like a serious, like crazy caveman homeless guy. So it occurs to me, like, this might not even be about me. He could be yelling at like an imaginary guy that's just standing kind of right where I'm standing. So I'm still not moving that much when suddenly he says, back up or I'll throw this bottle of piss on you. I know. And then suddenly from out of nowhere, like a ninja, he's like, he's got this Gatorade bottle, like he's pulled from his quiver or whatever, and it's not like a regular Gatorade bottle, the kind that you get like, oh, hang on, I'm gonna go in the store and grab some Gatorade. It's like the giantest Gatorade size that they make, the kind you get if you're like, I only drink Gatorade. It's the biggest. Only instead of being full of delicious and refreshing Gatorade, it's full of urine, of piss. And just by a show of hands, who here has ever peed in a bottle? Okay, come on. No. All right, thought so. Okay, so the reason I bring it up is if you've never peed in a bottle, when you go really bad, you're like, oh my God, I think I just went like 12 gallons. But like, you know this if you peed in a bottle. Like we as humans, when we go a lot, we actually not that much. The reason I bring it up is to fill a giant Gatorade bottle. That's like 2 or 3 weeks worth of piss. Now, if you factor in that the homeless are historically dehydrated people, this is like 4 or 5 weeks of piss. And he's like, back up or I'll throw this bottle of piss on you. And the way I'm saying it, it sounds like he's like, back up, give that some thought, and if you choose not to, I'll throw this bottle of piss on you. But he just says it all at once, and before he's even finished, he's already cocked his arm back and just launches the entire contents of this bottle. I'm like, homeless or not a drop was wasted. And like, it's coming at me, this nice, like, buttery hobo pee. And like, I know, and like, I turn my head fast enough that so I missed my face in the first place. Just like hit the back of my head. I know, all that hard work for nothing. It was like salon quality hair ruined. And then the pee's like going all the way down my back, and it's like on my ass, like through my pants, down to my underwear. Like he had effectively wet my pants with his urine. And at this point in the story, like I'm getting a bit irritated. And I'm thinking, like, if someone beforehand would have been like, Dave, what would you do if a complete stranger just, like, soaked you in his own piss? I'd be like, oh, my God, like, I'd hurt that guy's feelings and call names and whatever. Like, that wasn't my reaction at all. I was just like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because if you think about it, if your opponent's first move in a confrontation was to just soak you in his own piss, like, what the fuck is next? He's got, like, a shit cannon back there, or at the very least, he has like a few bottles of piss. And so I'm just like, touche, well played, sir. You win this round. And at this point, like everyone else on the platform is just running in every direction, like away from the crazy homeless guy and away from the fucking crazy piss-covered nemesis of the homeless guy. And so I walk out of the subway and I walk up the stairs. And I walk out onto Fifth Avenue. I'm walking down Fifth Avenue and I have to pee, like these sort of like rivulets of hobo pee are running down my face and down my neck. And like the pee is like in my hair and it's coming like to the ends of my hair and like sort of like framing my face in these sort of like droplets, these beads, almost like these like Christmas ornaments of like hobo pee. And it's still pretty early out, so the sun is still out. And I'm walking down the street and I'm looking up and the sun is sort of like coming through the little droplets of pee and it's like refracting and forming these like beautiful, almost like prisms and rainbows, you know? And I'm just like transfixed by it. And it was in that moment that all the pain and anger fell away, because it was in that moment that I realized this motherfucking town is back. I wanna, where are you going? No, it's fine. Oh, wait.